Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Would you buy a new place to live without checking out first? In person? On location? 6 couples do so in Buying It Blind, kicking off Bravo's primetime lineup tonight. Executive producer Eric Detweiler joins me next, and he's bringing company, as in real estate agent Anna Kilinski, contractor Jen Metzger, and designer Michael Smith Boy. They're all coming up next. The television festival landscape in our metropolitan area expands this weekend via the first-ever New York City Television Festival. Round one opens in a few hours from the Dolby Theater in Midtown Manhattan, and you'll hear organizer Roberto Rizzo next half hour. Also ahead, Discovery heads for the border, ABC graduates a Facebook Watch effort, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. It's just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Delighted you're kicking off November with us on the program All About Television. Happy Friday afternoon to you. 70 degrees at the top of the hour. We're expecting some showers later in the day, throughout the night, and into early tomorrow morning. But after that, gorgeous weekend. Delighted you're with us. Some super people coming away in the next hour. Yes, we are coming away a half hour later than normal. We'll explain why shortly. And if a question or comment for any of our guests, we invite you to be involved in the action. It's so simple. Pick up the phone, raise your voice, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio. Got our chat room open for you if you're not into the phone. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, so go ahead and use it. And while the promo is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Blog Talk Radio speaker icon on that screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Before we get to our guests, let's bring you some news notes. Discovery Channel will spend a good chunk of Wednesday nights next month along the U.S.-Mexico divide. Border wars will originate from various points along the southern U.S. dividing line, tracking situations live as they unfold. CNN anchor person and special correspondent Bill Weir will host from New York, with reporter Lilia Luciano contributing field segments. Each episode will run 2 hours. Episode 1 premieres December 5th. And More in Common, the first localish production on Facebook Watch, graduates to prime time and on broadcast television this weekend. A 30-minute compilation special will air tomorrow and Sunday on many of the ABC-owned television stations, including here in New York, Los Angeles, and elsewhere. Common engages people from different cultures and backgrounds in various activities from softball to surfing. The series has received more than 10 million Facebook Watch views to date, many of those watches coming through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And as we reported earlier, this is the first of a series of individual programs that will ultimately make up a 24-hour service called Localish that will be presented on smart TV sets and devices. And that is news notes for today. Before we get to our guests, a special note. Originally, we were going to be on at our regular time period, 3 p.m. Eastern, Noon Pacific, with one of the guests who is an executive producer from Mickey's 90th Spectacular. That's the special 2-hour coming up on ABC this Sunday night. We were supposed to have executive producer Charlie Haeckel. Unfortunately, as we speak, he is dealing with a last-minute detail, actually a few of those last-minute details, urgently to make sure the show comes off as scheduled Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. So we apologize he's not with us today, and we hope to have him when he does another project for television, hopefully very, very soon. He regrets the situation, so does ABC, and that's why we came to you a half hour later than normal rather than try to rejiggle everybody else's schedule so we can start at our regular time period. So we apologize if you didn't get the news that we were going to be on a half hour later. And again, we are sorry that Charlie Haeckel could not be with us. You can see the Mickey's 90th Spectacular special this Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. on your local ABC station. For more details online, abc.com. We're going to take a pause, and when we come back, we will have the executive producer of a new series premiering on Bravo tonight. It's called Buying It Blind. Eric Detweiler is joining us, and we will also be joined by some of the on-camera people that those 6 couples are going to deal with in order to make sure that everything about their new house works before they even step inside. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back with tomorrow. And tonight at 8 o'clock, Bravo premieres two new series. And the first is what we're going to be showcasing right now. It's called Buying It Blind. Imagine if you were part of a husband and wife team that was actually trying to go for a new house. And you didn't want to step foot in that house before you made your decision. What would you do? Well, that's what this program is all about. And here to talk about it right now is one of its executive producers, Eric Detweiler. Eric, welcome in.
Thank you, Simon. Thanks for having me.
And I believe that we are joined by some of the on-camera people who are going to help those couples I was talking about make their move. Tell us about them.
Well, we have our three experts on the line right now who are just a phenomenal trio to help make this show really come to life on camera. And it's been an exciting process to work with them. You've got Anna Kalinsky, who's our real estate expert, Jen Metzger, who's our contractor expert, and Michelle Smith-Boyd, who is our design expert. And they're all here with me on the call with you now.
Great.
Hey man,
welcome, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to have all three of you aboard. And Eric, we'll start with you. How long has this program been in the works for, and why is Bravo doing this?
Well, it's been in development for quite a while and in production about 8 or 9 months. It's been a real labor of love to get it on the air and to bring these six episodes with these six really interesting couples looking for the help of our experts to Bravo. Excited for it finally to be on the air tonight at 8 o'clock. And, you know, the reason Bravo is in business with us to bring the show to everybody is because of the storytelling and the unique circumstances that these couples are in. And really the amazing transformation that our team of experts were able to create to give these couples who are really at a crossroads in their relationship and they're stuck. They're not able to find a house, and they've gone to this extreme measure to enlist Anna, Jen, and Michelle to really identify and renovate and create their dream home.
And Anna, since you're the real estate agent in the group, why would these couples take this extreme step?
I don't know how much you've been following the Atlanta real estate market, but it's been a real challenge for a lot of buyers in the last, 4 or 5 years because it's been a very strong seller's market. But beyond the market conditions, I think in general, this is a really big decision for most consumers to buy probably one of their biggest investments. And so you've got two people that are probably working, maybe have kids in the mix, or major life decisions, and they don't know how to go about buying such a huge investment. And so they have a little bit of analysis paralysis or decision-making challenges, or maybe they can't agree. So combination of the market, combination of maybe they don't know what they want, or they have budgetary constraints for their desires. And, the three of us just kind of set out to find something that with our vision could turn into something that would be a really great fit for them that they maybe not would have considered otherwise.
All that said, Anna, what's the most important thing, before we move on to your colleagues, what's the most important thing that you have to do to make sure that as far as the purchase of the house is concerned, everything is hunky-dory?
Well, there's two things. One, when I'm meeting with them and understanding what they are wanting, I really need to read between the lines, because what buyers think they want and what is emotionally holding them back at times may not be in alignment. So I kind of have to listen with an extra pair of ears to figure out what they're looking for. And then in terms of the market, especially in the Atlanta market, if something hits the ground or hits the market, you need to be in it within 12 to 24 hours. So just kind of knowing what they want and having the confidence to strike on making a decision that this could be the right fit for them, because we don't have time to waste in this process.
I want to welcome guest 313 to our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Thanks for joining in. If you have a question or comment for our guest, put it in the room or give us the call, 646-652-2906. Jen, you're the contractor in the bunch. What's the big thing you have to do to clear the deck for these couples?
I mean, I think that, in every house we've selected houses that definitely need work and they need things to be done. So I think sort of trying to decide where best to use the budget, because every house we have limitations within the budget, and, what is going to give this house the most bang for the buck? Are we going to take a major wall out? Are we going to open a room up? Are we just going to do a renovation of an existing space and just, really trying to hone in on what the clients want, and also, even if they don't think they know what they want, like us deciding for them, you know, this is going to provide them a lot of equity in the home and value in the home. And ultimately, I think they're going to love this space, you know, after we change it in this way.
How demanding are the couples in terms of where they want the home placed, close to transportation, close to their work, close to other things, let's say their other family members? What kind of information do you have to go on to make the best possible deal?
I mean, they're pretty demanding and specific in what they want, and a lot of times I feel like they want sort of a unicorn. And, you know, something's got to give. It's like they want everything, and yet they have such a limited budget. So I think we have, you know, we have to pick and choose for them sort of what we think is the best way to, you know, check as many boxes as we can. But, I mean, ultimately there's no way to check all the boxes.
Michelle, as the designer, you probably have, like, the last big cog to deal with, which is how this home looks. And you're doing it like they are, in a way, blind, because you've got to set this up for these couples, because the couples are not coming in to see you. They can't, you know, once you do your thing, they can't make changes once they step in the door. So what kind of challenges do you have in your designer process?
Yeah, I get to carry that baton across the finish line. It is a little bit exciting and nerve-wracking for me, too, and I think that drives me to want to deliver even more, you know, to impress our clients and make them really happy. I try to learn as much as I possibly can in that initial meeting about, you know, what they want, what their ideals are and so forth. And just, like you said, how their families might function and everything gives me clues about how to design a space for them. You know, it's always like some ideal solution, some form, but a whole lot of function. I want the house to make sense and also be as beautiful as possible.
And how much information do you get from these couples off the bat? And do you tell them off the bat, hey, please let me know as much as you can now, because there may be a breaking point where I can't do anything beyond this. Time. Once you get to this point, there's nothing I can do. So give you. Tell me what you want, or tell me if you want to make a choice. You know, want to make a change in or alteration in your plans. Do it now.
They are giving us way more information than they even know. Sometimes, honestly, we're reading body language. I think that at this point, we're all really good at reading expressions and deciding. You know, even the tough stuff is what, like Anna said, the tough things are what's keeping them from pulling the trigger sometimes. And we have license to make those changes because they gave it to us by buying it blind, right? That's what's exciting about our show, is that we're making decisions for adults who turned over their life savings to us. And, I mean, you get really invested in these stakes every episode. But they're communicating things to us that they may not even be aware of, just their body language, just the way their house functions now, or, you know, just taking a tour of their home. We're learning so much about if they need more storage or if the spaces aren't big enough, or this is wasted space in the dining room. Everybody wastes that room. So that's not a big deal in the new house because they're not using it in the old house. We can get a house with a larger living space for that reason. You know, there's so many things, context clues and information that we get just in the initial consultation. And between the three of us, our team, we all pick up something different. So collectively, you know, we've got a lot of ammunition to make this happen.
Blind It Brine is the new kickoff of Bravo's primetime schedule tonight. It's on at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. And we have got executive producer Eric Detweiler, and we've got the three on-camera people who are helping these couples get to their home on time. We're talking about real estate agent Anna Kilgan. We have contractor Jen Metzger and designer Michelle Smith-Boyd. They're all joining us live this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Delighted you're with us, where you're catching us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If, of course, you have a comment for our guest, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up later this month, Pop Network offers a new series called Click. A lot of people think it could be a big sleeper this year, and we will have the writer, producer of the series, Jess Pertain, joining us live from across the pond. And then, rescheduled from earlier this week, the popular senior digital media writer here in New York for CNetNews.com, Joan Salzman. We'll talk about smart TV sets, smart devices, what Apple did not offer at their event here in New York, Brooklyn Academy of Music, and a whole lot more. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Eric Did each couple get the same amount of time frame to determine what their decision was about their house, and for the designers, for everybody on your team to get the house done in a particular time frame? I mean, everybody have the same, basically everybody have the same time frame to get their home.
Similar time frames, but every project is different, and budgets varied. So the scale of work done on one house was really custom tailored to the couple that our three experts were working on. And what I really love about what our experts bring to the series is their sort of their vision. You know, they can see these houses for what they are going to become, which so many times for the couples who are looking to buy, that's the roadblock, that they're not able to see what, you know, the diamond in the rough is, what this house can become, and can't really picture or figure out how long it's going to take and what expertise is going to need to be done on the house to make it into something truly special. And so, you know, Anna, Jen, and Michelle taking that whole vision together, really trying to understand what these buyers need and then putting that plan into action is something that these buyers aren't able to do on their own. They've been paralyzed by it, and that's what makes our team so special and so really terrific at their jobs.
Anna, in each case, did you all meet before you started work on the house, or Anna, did you negotiate for the house first, then you brought the other members of the team together?
So we made this the trifecta decision-making strategy because I needed Jen and Michelle's input to really feel comfortable with making a decision for these clients. I mean, of course, we sat down and met with the clients prior to going home shopping, and then I would go and scout the property, and I needed Michelle and Jen to weigh in on renovation costs. You know, does this really fit their needs based on the limitations that they've had in their prior home buying experience? So once I would identify maybe the top three to five properties, I would loop Jen and Michelle in pretty quickly to get them in there so we could actually write an offer on the property and get it under contract.
Mm-hmm. Jen, of all the homes that you had to deal with or all the spaces, was there any one particular space that was tougher than others?
Each home, you know, presented its own unique challenges. I mean, some of the homes, you know, we're doing, you know, a full home renovation, and it's a, you know, over 100-year-old home, and so that has its own unique, you know, things we've got to navigate around. And then, you know, every time you do a renovation, there's surprises that you find along the way. So each home sort of had its own little unique spin. I guess there were some that were maybe easier than others, but they all have their own character. They all have their own sort of uniqueness to them. They're all very stylistically different. So, you know, no two were even remotely alike.
And Michelle, in designing each home, are there certain things you go by, certain steps you go by in order to come up with the best design?
Absolutely. You know, I learned so much from the clients, like we said before, we're profiling them, right? But also the architecture of the house that we're looking at or that we buy for the client tells me a lot, too, about what we should put in. I want the genre of the house to actually speak to not only the client, the genre of the furniture, that is, to speak to the house and also the client and how they live. It's got to be a harmony all the way through in order for it to feel good to them when they walk in for the big reveal.
Mm-hmm. Anna, when you're dealing with your fellow real estate agents about the houses themselves, what do they think about this? About this idea of, well, I'm negotiating on behalf of people who are not going to know what the house is like until the house is actually constructed or renovated and they step in the door.
I want to blow your mind a little bit, and I hope I'm not giving too much away, but one of our clients is actually a real estate agent. And so I want to give you that mind bender because that took it up a notch for me because I really had to be on point with understanding the numbers, not just for this particular person, but for all of them in general, because they want to know, like, is this real estate agent, do they actually have my best interest in mind? Are they watching my pocketbook? Because we know that when somebody evaluates a property, not only does it need to suit them emotionally, but it needs to suit their budget. And that's a really big thing to hand over, literally their life savings for a down payment to somebody that doesn't really know them that well, that really needs to understand their needs in the market. So it was a lot of pressure, I'll be honest. But I think that, you know, one of the reasons that the three of us are doing this is our level of confidence and the expertise that we hold. So I kind of needed to just trust my decision-making process, knowing that I was going to make the right choice for them financially as well.
Eric, did you find these couples, or your production team find these couples, or did the couples find you, or in case of both?
A little bit of both. You know, there are so many people, you know, as Anna mentioned, in the Atlanta real estate market that are struggling with trying to find that house. And, you know, we put the search out for couples who are, you know, struggling with that home buying purchase for one reason or another, and got an overwhelming response, and had to work really hard to narrow it down to the six people that we ultimately chose to work with as a group. And I think you're going to see a great variety of couples and different unique stories, you know, especially starting tonight at 8 with the first episode.
And what kind of struggles are they dealing with? What's like the source of the struggle? Is there a common bond, let's say, or a common situation that they place themselves in, or is it like all sorts of different situations, but it like reaches a certain point that they have to take this step?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of different reasons that couples get paralyzed by the home buying process. Sometimes it's a difference of opinion on the neighborhood they want to live in. Sometimes it's a difference of opinion on the budget and unrealistic expectations. You know, we see that a few times where, you know, couples want more than they can afford and need that reality check and really need our team of experts to come in and help them realize a vision of a dream home, of a beautiful dream home that fits within their budget. And I have to tell you, Simon, the reveals that these three experts pulled off week after week on these shows for us, it's just tremendous. The amount of work and effort and heart that they put into the project really, really comes through at the end. And I think that, you know, I'm really proud of the work that they've done.
I mentioned that Buying It Blind, well, that's a tongue twister for you. Buying It Blind is one of two new shows tonight on Bravo's Friday Primetime Live. The other show, which just mentioned, is called Sweet Home. It's about an effort to help people in Oklahoma with redesigning of their home. It involves a terrific designer named Jennifer Welsh, and that program is on at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Bravo, available on most cable systems and satellite systems as well. So once again, it's Buying It Blind at 8 o'clock, then 2 hours later, Sweet Home, both tonight on Bravo. And if you want more details online, it's www.bravotv.com. With a few more minutes with our guests from Buying It Blind. From each of you, what was your favorite? Did you find a favorite design or a favorite situation with any of these couples, one that you came away with in a very different way?
I think we all have gotten some personal attachments to each of the clients. I mean, obviously, you know, we're human, right? We identify with some more than others. But, I mean, personally, my favorite thing is when we get it right. I know that sounds – it might sound a little bit gratuitous, but – it's blind for them, but it's also blind for us. We're taking as many risks as they are with us, and we're trusting our collective experience and knowledge that we put together based on our profiles. But when we get it right, it's a great feeling. I mean, you can't help but to smile and feel really good about making somebody happy, about, you know, making real contributions to a family's life. So that's my favorite part.
Well, and we're lucky that we have Michelle, because he's able to make, you know, any space like magical. But it's even what he's saying, it's even better when he makes it magical and he basically nails exactly what the couples want. And we've done it based on, you know, we found the right location, we found the right space, we opened up the house in a way that they wanted to, and now it's designed and, you know, they can really imagine living their life there. And it's been really, you know, we walk out of some of these and they're just in tears of joy. It's very gratifying for all of us.
Right.
I will definitely second that. And this may not directly answer your question, but I think one major realization that I had, you know, maybe I'm speaking on behalf of my colleagues here, but going into this, the three of us have never done this before as a whole, right? You know, Michelle's designing, Jen's doing her building and contracting, and I'm out helping buyers and sellers all day long. We're not TV personalities by trade. We're professionals. And so the three of us got together. We had to find the formula that worked for us and then how we were going to help each of these clients. But what I really appreciated through the entire season is that with each reveal, I think our confidence level also went up because we realized that we were doing something really amazing for these clients that weren't able to do this for themselves after so long. And that became emotional for us. You know, we realized that we were actually really making a pretty big impact in their life and how it affected, you know, their relationships or their family or their work-life balance. So I can honestly say it's been like a 360 or full circle picture for me, from just starting off as a real estate expert to saying, you know what, this is actually a really cool concept that I think could be a thing.
Eric, since this is all taking place in Atlanta, what's the local buzz about the program?
I mean, people are excited. You know, we are taking homes that, you know, have been a little bit neglected. You know, they're finding that diamond in the rough, and our team is revitalizing them. And so anytime that's happening in a neighborhood, people are excited. And I think that the response has been overwhelmingly positive. And it really shows off Atlanta, I think, in a great light. You know, the Atlanta real estate market is hot, but our team's able to come in and help homeowners, oftentimes first-time homeowners, realize a dream. And they take it so seriously, and it is such a refreshing experience to work with people like Anna, Jen, and Michelle who take the project on and want to do everything they can to not let it fail. And there is so much pressure in that, and they really step up to the plate. And going into that first reveal when the couple sees the home for the first time, it's nerve-wracking. The second reveal when the home is renovated, it's just as scary because they put their heart and soul into these projects, and they just want their clients to be happy. They don't want to let anybody down, and that's admirable.
Six couples. Each of them have their own situations in mind, and all of them want a new home, and they want to have it all done before they step in the door. That's the situation of buying it blind, and the situation starts unfolding tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Bravo. Check your local listings for where Bravo is at in your local cable or satellite system. For more details about the program online, here's where you go, www.bravotv.com. That's www.bravotv.com. Once again, Buying It Blind kicks off a brand new Friday night schedule on Bravo, 8 p.m. East Pacific Time, followed 2 hours later by the premiere of Sweet Home. Eric Dechwire, Anna Kalinsky, Jen Metzger, and Michelle, Michelle Smith-Boyd, thank you, all four of you, very much for being on the program today. Eric, best of luck with you, your team, both on and off camera on the Making the Show. Hopefully this is the beginning of a great, great run. And give our best, by the way, to all six couples and the City of Atlanta, one of my favorite cities around. It was there a number of times for cable shows down there in the course of my career, and love the city very much. It's a pleasure to have all four of you on.
Our pleasure, Simon. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
You're welcome, everybody. Take care. Have a super weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Our quartet from Buying It Blind joining us live. And remember, the program is on tonight, 8 p.m. East Pacific Time on Bravo, followed 2 hours later by the premiere of another new series, Sweet Home. More tomorrow we televise coming away shortly, but first some fine words from the people at Audible.com. You know, every week on this program we let you know you have an opportunity to get a free trial run of Audible.com, a free audiobook. But now we're going to sweeten the pot a little bit for a limited time only. When you go to audibletrial.com/televise and you go for a free audiobook in a 30-day trial, guess what? You get two more audio productions for you from Audible's brand new line of Audible Originals. It's original audio programming made especially for this medium. That's right. Great stars, wonderful plays, some of them one-woman, one-man shows, others off-Broadway, off-Broadway adaptations, and some even original drama for the audio marketplace. And now you can do that and enjoy what audio can be for you by having a free trial run. So now, for a limited time only, when you go to audibletrial.com/televised for that one-month trial, you get one free audiobook and two, that's right, two Audible Theo Originals. That's three audiobooks for the trial of one. So check it out right now. It's audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. And don't forget that audible.com has over 180,000 titles to choose from. You listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now, on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. And again, for that one-month trial and three audiobooks, one regular, two Audible Theater presentations, audibletrial.com/televised. More than ever, you can find out how Audible can transform the way you hear the world. When we come back, there's a brand new television festival in town. It starts a few hours from now at the Dolby Theater in Midtown Manhattan. We've got the originator, Roberto Rizzo, here in the Big Apple, and he'll join us just a few hours from that festival getting underway. That's all coming up after we pause at the top of the hour for web identification. You listen to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. And we're also being simulcast on Spreaker.com, which reaches more than 5 million people around the world as well. Don't forget, Blog Talk Radio brings you one of the most unique news information shows around. It's the Hagmann Report, for the news you need to know. Check it out every week, various times, the Hagmann Report, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can get the best of BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New Web, New York. Another great guest coming your way from the top of the hour on. Welcome to those of you just joining us, by the way, on the top of the hour. And if you have a question or comment for our next guest, give us a ring, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The numbers get anywhere. You catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also check us out with our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. It's at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. We're going to take a pause, and when we come back, we'll be joined by the originator of the brand new New York City Television Festival, kicking off a few hours from now at the Dolby Theater. Roberto Rizzo joins me shortly. Of all the subjects that we have covered in the 11-plus years this program has been on, probably my favorite, by a long shot, has been the rise of the television festival. It all started from our very first show in August of 2007, first Monday of that month, with the New York Television Festival, with its director at the time being our first ever guest. And ever since, we've been chronicling the growth of this movement all across the United States, in Denver, Atlanta, Long Island, Manchester, New Hampshire, Chicago, Austin, Texas, all over. And the connecting point of all these festivals, no matter where they're at, is they give people who want to get into television the opportunity to showcase their pilot work before the public and network people, network and production company people, that can give them their big entry into the medium. Like I said, it's been one of the fun things to cover, and I think one of the most important things we have covered in the history of this program. Well, guess what? We have another New York festival around. In a year that we've had so many festivals, the New York Television Festival, Split Screen Festival at the IFC Center, Tribeca with its own TV festival, the Norfolk Festival in Long Island, and IFP Film Week in Brooklyn. Now there is the New York City Television Festival. It happens tonight and tomorrow at the Dolby Theater on 6th Avenue, Avenue of the Americas, near 55th Street. And joining me live in an internet radio exclusive a few hours before the festival gets underway is its originator, Roberto Rizzo. Roberto, thank you very much for making the time.
Thank you to you for this great opportunity to be on your show. Let me thanks to two people, to R. Curie Haidt, public relations, and Denise Finnegan. They were helping me a lot to put this together in a short time. The film festival will start today, and tomorrow will be the end. It's our first event. The idea is to promote filmmakers that are interested in doing TV shows, TV series, to have an opportunity to be in New York and show their work. That's our main goal.
Why did you decide to put on this television festival? It's very clear from your voice that you're very passionate about this subject, and you're passionate about giving TV makers an opportunity to have their work shown and ultimately to make their pilots a series. Explain how this festival happened.
Well, this happened because I have the other film festival, the New York City International Film Festival, is going to be February 25 to March the 1st, 2019. It's going to be our 10th anniversary. And then, because I go a lot to camping festivals and I see the market and how people are watching films, they decided to create this TV festival, because Netflix, Hulu, and everything has changed the way people watch films. You don't have to go to the movie theaters. You can wait and see the films in your house. Everybody has a big flat TV. And the TV shows are very important to promote in New York, because it's a lot of possibilities and audience. They are looking for new programs, new shows, new TV series.
Have people from Netflix and Amazon and Hulu et cetera, have they been invited to come?
Yes, we invited everybody. HBO, Cinemax, ABC, Bravo, and we send everybody. We're very happy that it's going very well. We have a very good response, even for this in New York City office, and they are very good support to our event and idea. We are very proud to have an event that is dedicated to give filmmakers an opportunity to show their TV shows, documentaries, animators, you know, to the public.
When did you decide to put this festival together, and how much time did you have to assemble all the pilots that people have the opportunity to see tonight and tomorrow?
Well, we have like 2 months to watch all the submissions, and the judges decide which films are the best to promote and to give the opportunity to filmmakers and directors, producers, an opportunity to show the film. It takes like 2 months. 2 months after all the submission we received. Maybe next year we're going to need more time because we're expecting a lot of submissions due to this promotion that we're getting. It's incredible. It's unexpected. Even we have a great film from Russia, a documentary, a TV series with very good, talented, and well-known actors. We have all very good cast we are going to show tomorrow. We're going to also give an award to Jeff Lima. He's well known for Chicago Fire. Tony LoBianco is coming tomorrow as well to receive an award. And we're pleased. We're very pleased. And thank you, Harry Curry-Haid and Denise Finnegan for their help, because it was a lot of big tasks to do by myself.
I believe that most of the pilots that people can see at your festival were U.S. made, but there's also two that are very interesting. One is about the Bolshoi Ballet, and that was made in Russia. Is that done in English? And I'm curious how that pilot was made. Is this a drama? Is this a documentary? What kind of program is it?
Well, the Bolshoi is it's a nice show. It's about a girl. A poor girl to get the opportunity to be in the study in the Bolshoi, to be part of them, and they have a very good well-known celebrities in Russia, and unfortunately it's in Russia this time because they didn't have time to do the translation, and we have the main cast is Alicia Friedrich, is a well-known actress over there. Barry Todorovsky is the director, and we always support women's directors' shows. And then we have another one from America. It's called Tinsel's Town, directed by David C. Barry. He's a very well-known director. The actress is... Hold down. I'm sorry. Amy Lynch Chadwick. She's an upcoming actress and been in shows as Yellowstone, another well-known event.
There's also a pilot that was shot in Iceland, which has a very interesting premise.
Yes, it's very important, this documentary. It's called Useless. It's incredible. I'm fascinated a documentary to see because it tells you how we use too much stuff when we could use less and preserve the environment and the earth. You know, sometimes everything is oriented to people buy more food, and when we need less, and then we throw away a lot of tons of food and. That's created a big problem. Also, now this globalization, everybody makes products in China, and then they have to bring to America or to other places, and then all this traffic, all the makes a big problem for the environment too. You know, it's not only the traffic, the air, get polluted for all those things.
I want to welcome guest 317 into our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Thank you again for being with us. And if you have a question or comment for our guest, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. We're talking with Roberto Rizzo. He is the originator of the brand spanking new New York City Television Festival. It gets underway in a few hours in Midtown Manhattan at the Dolby Theater. Yes, it is open to the public both tonight and tomorrow. I think it's like 13, 14 different pilots will be presented over the course of those two nights, and hopefully the beginning of a major festival and evolving and expanding what's going on in the festival circuit happening around this nation. And Roberto joins me here from the Big Apple this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Appbaum with you live from New York. Delighted you're here. Thanks for kicking off your November, your rush to the holiday season with us. And like I said, you have a question or comment for our guest, don't be shy. Make the phone happen, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Monday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised, we will talk to the creator and writer of a new series coming to Pop Network Wednesday night. It's called Click. It's from the people that made Skins happen, the controversial series first in England, then adapted here in the United States on MTV way back when. We're going to be talking to creator and producer Jess Spillman. And also Jess Britton will be joining us from Click. And again, that premieres Wednesday night on the Pop Network. And then rescheduled from early this week, we'll have the popular senior digital media writer for CNNNews.com, Joan Salzman, will join us. We'll talk about smart TV sets, smart devices, where Netflix is at, what Apple did not talk about, Apple TV, this past Tuesday at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and a whole lot more. Joan Salzman and Jess Britton from Click. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, back at our regular time, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Roberto, what kind of support have you gotten from our Big Apple in terms of putting this festival together? Roberto, can you hear me? Hello, Roberto, are you on the line? Hold on for 1 minute, everybody. I'll be right back. Let's see if we may have just lost Roberto for a second. We'll bring him right back. Hang on. Somehow Roberto dropped off the line. Roberto, if you can hear us, give us a call back, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. And if you could give us a call back, we'll get you back on the line and back on the program. Once again, coming up on Monday's show, we will have Jess Britton. She is the creator and writer of Cleek. It's the brand new series from the creators of Skins. And that program will be premiering on Pop Network this coming Wednesday night. And once again, rescheduled from earlier this week, we'll have the senior digital media writer for CNetNews.com, our good friend Joan Salzman, will be back with us. That's all coming up Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And once again, the New York City TV Festival Round 1 will be taking place tonight and tomorrow, starting in a few hours, at the Dolby Theater. That's on 6th Avenue, Avenue of the Americas, near 55th Street. And if you want more details, by the way, about the festival, you want to come see it in person tonight or tomorrow, here's where you go online, NewYorkFilmTVFestival.com. That's NewYorkFilmTVFestival.com. It takes place tonight and tomorrow at the Dolby Theater. And, yes, I believe tickets are still available for both tonight's screenings and tomorrow's screenings as well. Let's see if Roberto is back on the line. I'll be right back. Roberto is back on the line. Roberto, are you there? Nope, he's not. Okay, hang on. Roberto, again, if you can hear me, give us a call, 646-652-2906, 646-652-2906, and we'll get you back on the air. Hang on, everybody, for another couple moments. We'll be right back. Okay, while we wait for Roberto to get back on the line, let's do our classic trivia question of the week. We still are waiting for a winner for our question this week, and here it is. How many different pricing games have been played on The Price is Right? How many different pricing games have been played on The Price is Right? We're talking about the daytime version that's been running from 47 years on CBS, first hosted by Bob Barker, now by Drew Carey. How many different pricing games have been played on The Price is Right? I'll give you one clue. It is a round number. So it's not like 47, 38 kind of thing. It's a pretty round number. So, again, how many different pricing games have been played on The Price is Right? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. The simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget that we will post the question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter in case you miss it. And we will continue to have the question in play throughout the weekend and into Monday morning. So one more time, the question, how many different pricing games have been played on The Price is Right? And be order to win, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you send your email with the answer, enclose your name and your full mailing address. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win a pair of DVDs. One is from the second season of Loudermilk, who will be playing on the Audience Network. Another is the Cesar Millan National Geo Wild DVD. And we also have a 6-CD set of John Edwards' Developing Your Own Psychic Powers. So you'll get all three prizes for one terrific answer. And again, if you just missed the question a moment ago, don't worry. I'll post it tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So get that email in, and all the very best to you. And while you're at it, we'd love to have you participate in our first ever Tomorrow Televised survey. We've been doing it now for a week and a half. And the question is this. What's your favorite Price is Right pricing game apart from Plinko? We know Plinko is number one unanimously. But what about number two? Right now, going to the weekend, our final weekend of the survey, Cliffhangers is the number one answer. So do you agree? Or do you have one of your own that's a favorite, like 10 Strikes or Hole in One or Two or the Dice Game or Most Expensive, et cetera, et cetera? So email me with your thoughts at simonapple04@yahoo.com or use my Facebook page or use my Twitter handle, UBCSimonWBC, to get your thoughts in. We'll tabulate things over the weekend, and we'll give you a final result on Monday's episode. So once again, our question that we're using for our first ever survey, what's your favorite pricing game on The Price is Right apart from Plinko? Email me, use Facebook, use Twitter. We'll tabulate the results over the weekend, let you know on Monday. All right, let's see if Roberto Rizzo from the New York City Television Festival is back on the line. We'll check right now, and I'll be right back. I am afraid that Roberto is not back on the line with us, and he may not be able to hear us from where he's at in terms of the New York City Television Festival. Of course, everybody's getting ready for the reception for the festival, which is taking place in more than an hour from now. So I have a hunch that that might have something to do with it. So we're going to start wrapping up our show. Again, I want to thank Roberto Rizzo, the originator of the New York City Television Festival, first time out, for being with us so close to the beginning of that festival. And again, if you're in the New York area, you can see it tonight or tomorrow at the Dolby Theater. It's on 6th Avenue, Avenue of the Americas, and it's between 55th and 56th Street. If you want tickets or you want to find out more information about this first ever newcomer to the television festival circuit around the country, here's where you go, online, NewYorkFilmTVFestival.com. That's NewYorkFilmTVFestival.com. And I'll be going over there for the reception tonight and maybe joining in tomorrow as well, and looking forward to it. And congratulations to everybody involved in making this new entry in the annual television festival circuit happen. Hopefully, it's going to be the beginning of a great, great run for this festival and what is becoming a festival city with New York Festival. By the way, we should point out again, the New York City TV Festival is not related to the New York Television Festival, which is going on now every summer. It used to be in the fall, but now in every summer deal as of this year, 2018. Again, thank you to the fine folks at Buying It Blind for being with us in our first half hour. Again, we are sorry that we could not get Charlie Haeckel from the Mickey's 90th Spectacular. That's the special for Mickey Mouse coming up Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. on your local ABC station. Again, for more details about that program, abc.com. And we hope that the show goes great, and we hope that Charlie will be with us on a future TV project to come back here on Tomorrow Beach Televised. We're sorry that we couldn't have him on and that we had to have the show start a half hour later than normal. Again, thanks to all of our guests for being here, not just today, but also on Monday's episode. And thanks to all of you for tuning in and kicking off your November with us. Remember, coming up on Monday's show, we will have Jess Pertain. She is the creator and writer of Cleek, the new Lionsgate dramedy that's premiering on Pop Network this coming Wednesday night. And also on the show with us on Monday, we'll have rescheduled from this past Monday, the senior digital media writer for CNETnews.com, Joan Salzman. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, make it so easy for you, just go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, anytime you like, 24/7. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, we're also available in podcast form 24/7 on iTunes, Apple TV's podcast app, the Spreaker podcast app, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. On the latter, go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, then click, and you are right there. And if you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you, or, of course, order it online. We love hearing from you. What do you think about today's program? What's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's headed? We'd love to know. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. I always love hearing from you. I do respond within 24 hours. That's my mandate. And remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. That's how you get involved in our current survey about your favorite pricing game on The Price is Right. We also do a regular feature involving your email. It's called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention around these days? We'd like to give it the attention, but we got to hear from you. And when we do, and we use your thought on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you are emailing from. And remember, you can also catch me on Facebook. And I have a Twitter handle, and I sometimes do occasional tweets about where TV's at and where it's going, particularly around special event times like the Emmys, the Oscars, and so forth. So check it out at UBC Simon TWBT. That's the UBC Simon TWBT. Always love hearing from you. Don't forget, you can also catch my columns about the world of television at MediaVillage.com. Got a column out this week about WGN America and their 2019 crime wave. Check it out with more to come. www.MediaVillage.com. Remember, however you communicate with us, we really appreciate it. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate at BTR is Candace Williams. Andy Toh is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is executive content producer. And the co-founders of this very enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. Remember, for a limited time only, you not only get one free audiobook, but two original Audible theater productions. And to get all of that, go to audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Friday. Have a superb weekend, first one of November. Please keep thoughts in mind for everyone who is still being impacted by the flooding in Florida and also the people that were victims of the Tree of Life Synagogue incident recently in Pittsburgh. They will really appreciate your support very, very much in both cases. We'll be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Again, whatever you're up to this weekend, make it safe and make it great. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.